Big news in the world of business today. The world's third largest bank is cutting its workforce by nearly 20%. HSBC says it's going to lay off 25,000 people over the next couple of years and will sell off some business units in Turkey and Brazil that employ another 25,000 people. The bank also says it's thinking about moving its headquarters from London back to Hong Kong, where the company got its start 150 years ago. Joining us now to talk about this is Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And why is HSBC cutting back so much?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the bank having to lower its key profitability target, and that's sparked some major investors to even call for the chairman, Douglas Flint, to be replaced. This really marks a change in fortune for the bank. In the aftermath of the financial crisis of 2008, they were offering bigger returns to investors compared to their European rivals, and this was fueled by their exposure to emerging markets. Now you have Asian markets slowing, lower interest rates are also hitting profits, and so HSBC is struggling to cut costs.
And yet HSBC looks like wants to increase its investments in Asia and potentially move its headquarters from London back to Hong Kong. What's the significance of that?
Well, yeah, by the end of the year, they're going to complete a review on whether to relocate their headquarters away from London. They say about 250 jobs would be lost in London, not many compared to the 25,000 people we're being talking about happening over in the relative to 25,000 over the next few years. And, you know, the cost wouldn't be so bad. And they already have operations in Hong Kong and Singapore at the moment. But, you know, really this is about this becoming a more nimble bank and focusing themselves on Asia, which is they consider their strong area.
But it would be a big blow to London, it seems like, to lose HSBC having its headquarters there.
Right. Yeah, Europe's largest bank.
Now, they did ride out the financial crisis better than other banks, but they've been struggling now as a lot of the competitors in the world of global banking are seeing record profits. Does this say something about the industry generally, or is HSBC kind of an anomaly?
Well, I mean, what a lot of investors are saying and the concerns are being raised is that, you know, a gigantic bank like HSBC has its returns beaten by local banks. And so HSBC is insisting that, you know, it's worth it to be in the global fight. And it claims $22 billion or 40% of its revenues wouldn't be accessible unless it had this global network, which it is reducing at the moment. But it insists that, you know, it's what they've got is valuable, that, you know, their returns right now are being dragged down by regulatory costs, fines, and other issues that they hope to get out from underneath. But they feel like they're still competitive with these other banks that you're talking about.
Well, and it sounds like what you're saying is that maybe some of the problems HSBC is dealing with is not something that all banks are dealing with, but that they are individually. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal on the news today about HSBC laying off some 25,000 people over the next couple of years and going to cut some of its investments in other countries that employ another 25,000 as well, and potentially moving its headquarters back from London to Hong Kong. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.